Well, so this morning when I got up and brush my teeth and then wash my face.
今天早上起床以后，我去刷牙洗脸。
I leaned forward and then my back gave way.
然后我就往前这么轻轻的一靠，结果这个背就给扭着了。
And then I could not move.
所以当时就不能动了。
I said, somebody don't want me to share the message today.
所以我当时就想，看着今天有人不想让我讲道。So
I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you for prayer.
所以我请大家要帮我一个忙，都为我祷告。Well,
actually, not for me, but pray for you.
不是为我祷告，而是为你们自己祷告。I
want to see that God's word is being spread so that we will receive God's word.
所以我想大家都祷告，希望神的话语能够得到传扬，让我们大家都得到神的信息。
Pray God that pray so that our spirit, God's spirit, is going to move among us freely. That will be speaking to us.
祷告，希望神的灵对我们讲话，神的灵能在这里自由的运行。
Yeah. So last time I shared a message from the creation narrative about our worth.
上次我跟大家分享的信息是关于创世纪里关于我们的价值的一些叙述。
Our worth is not based on our ability or performance.
我们的价值不取决于我们自己的能力或者我们的表现如何。
Our worth is based on the image of God that He created in each one of us.
我们的价值是来自于神，是按照他的形象造我们每一个人，所以我们带着神的形象。
So our worth is all so great that Jesus died for us and to save us.
我们是如此的宝贵有价值，耶稣都在十字架上为我们死。
Not based on what we have done, but simply because we're being human beings made in His image.
不是因为我们能做了些什么，而是因为我们作为人是按照神的形象造的。
So creating an image of God that we are supposed to have glory and honor.
所以就像因为我们有神的形象，我们应该有神的尊荣，神的荣耀。
Yeah, life abundant.
而且有丰富的丰盛的生命。
And yet we forfeited that.
但是我们却没有能够这样做。
So today we will continue the creation narrative about the choice that Adam and Eve made.
所以今天我们继续就是看创世纪里面亚当和夏娃他们所做出的选择。
And their choice is also a reflection of the challenges that we face as a human being.
亚当夏娃所面临的选择也是我们今天所面临的挑战的一个反应。
We're going to read some passages in Genesis chapter 2 in some of the verses, and also in chapter 3, the entirety.
我们要今天要读创世纪第二章的一些章节和第三章，整个的第三章我们都要读。
The first three chapters of Genesis have been one of my favorite passages of God's word to see God's character and God's original intent for human beings.
创世纪的前三章是我最喜欢的圣经章节之一，因为这三章里我们看到神的品格，也看到神对我们人造人的目的，神在我们身上的盼望。
It's also a rich text depicting the human nature.
而且这三章是内容是非常丰富的，让我们看到我们人的本性是怎样的。Every
time I come to this passage, I will learn more about me and about God.
每次我读到创世纪这前三章，我都更加的了解我自己，也更加的了解神。
So in Genesis 1, God created heavens and earth in 6 days.
在创世纪第一章，神在六天之内造天造地。
His pinnacle creation was the human in His own image.
他这个创造的高峰就是造人，他是按照自己的形象来造人。
And the purpose of the human is to rule with God.
他造人的目的就是要与神一同来治理，来管理。
Yeah, so keep that in mind as we learn, as we read today's passage.
所以今天我们读这个创世纪的章节的时候，我们要记着这一点。
So we're going to start from Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
我们要从第二章的第八和第九节开始读。
So I'll read in English first and then later Chinese.
庞长老先读英文，然后我们一起来读中文。
Okay, all right, so. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there He put the man He had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
好，我们一起用中文读。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。 耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。 园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶树。
Okay, we're going to go to 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
我们一起来读。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
All right, and then 22 to 25. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
好，一起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Okay, now we'll go to chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from itYour eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道，你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体。便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
89. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
The man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave to me and some fruits from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God asked the woman, what is that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate.
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
Okay, 14 to 15. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.
耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
To the woman he said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
又对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. I will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return.
又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，也必归于尘土。
21 to 24 The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said that the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所自出之土。于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
Okay, thank you for reading.
好，谢谢大家，我们一起读经。
So in chapter 2, we are introduced to a place called Eden.
所以在第二章里，神介绍我们这样一个地方，伊甸园。
So from the description in verses 10 to 14, a river flows from Eden and it separates to four rivers and covers a large region.
所以在第二章十到十四节，我们读到说，这个伊甸园里边要流出四条河，所以它而且要这个流出的河水要盖住一大片的地。
So Eden is a high mountain.
所以伊甸园应该是在山上的。
So on this mountain, God plants a garden with all kinds of trees that are beautiful.
在这个山上，神立了一个园，里边有各样很美的树。
And their fruits are delicious.Nutritious and also organic.
树上结的果子都是很好看，也很好吃，而且都是有机的。
And so imagine that all kinds of beautiful trees with their fruits hanging at your arm's length.
想象一下，你周围都有这么美的这个结满了果子的树，然后你伸手就可以够得着。
Yeah, fruit is everywhere.
那到处都有这个树上的成熟的果子。
It's like a you know all you can eat buffet, right? Opens 24/7.
就好像我们去吃自助餐，什么满眼所见的都是可以吃的东西一样。
Right, so it shows that God's abundant provision.
所以神是丰丰富富的供应了我们。
Yeah. Then the focus zooms in to the middle of the garden.
然后这个镜头就拉近到这个园子中间。
There are two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
园中间有两棵树，一个是生命树，一个是知善恶树。
Both of them are together in the middle of the garden.
这两棵树都在园子中间种的。
And then in verses 16 to 17, God commands Adam that you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
第二章的十六十七节，耶和华吩咐亚当说：“园中各样树上的果子你都可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
”Now the original Hebrew text says this.
在最初的这个希伯来文的原文是这么写的。
From any tree of the garden you shall eat, eat.
他说从园中树上各样的果子你都可以吃啊吃啊，他用两个字来。
And then from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
但是这个知善恶树的果子你不能吃。
In the day you eat, you shall die, die.
因为你吃的日子你必定会死死。他也是重复了两次。
Right. So this a double emphasis actually forms a contrast.
这样子的重复是吃和吃吃两次，死也是死两次，它是作为一个对比。
So every tree, including the tree of life, God wants us to eat, eat.
每一棵树，包括这个生命树，神都是希望我们去吃啊吃。
But one tree is forbidden.
但是只有一棵树我们不可吃。
On the day we eat, we will die, die.
因为我们要吃的那日子，我们必定会死。他用两个字的这个死来强调，会一定会死。
Yeah. So God wants us to eat the tree of life.
所以神希望我们能吃生命树上的果子。
So what is tree of life?
什么是生命树？
God said something very special about this tree of life in the passage we read after they ate the forbidden fruit.
在亚当夏娃吃了禁果以后，神实际上有一段描述说到这个生命树。
In verse 3:22, God said, "The man has now become, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out to his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live."Forever.
这是创世纪三章二十二节，耶和华神说：“那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。”
So humans inherently do not have eternal life ongoing by themselves.
所以人被创造以后，我们自己是没有永生的，我们自己的天性里面是没有永生的、
right.
永恒生命。
So, yeah, eternal life is not built in us.
所以这个我们的出厂设置是没有永生的，我们是。神造我们并没有这个把永生放在我们里面。
It's a gift from God.
而是这永生是神给我们的一个礼物。
So ingesting the tree of life is an imagery of knowing God.
所以能够吃生命树的果子，实际上就意味着我们要认识神。
Right, this, he is the life giver.
因为神是赐生命的那一位。
Now knowing in the Jewish culture, in their culture, is that it's not just a head knowledge, but it's an experience.
认识什么东西，在这个犹太人的这个词典里面，认识这个字的意思，绝不仅仅是在知识上，你了解这个知识，而是要体验，要有经历。
We live forever by experience God in our lives.
我们必须要去经历神，在我们的生命中经历他，我们才能够有永恒的生命。
Now, if you memorize all the verses in the Bible, but if you do not have a relationship with God, then actually you do not know Him.
所以如果即使我们把圣经所有的章节都倒背如流了，但是我们不认识神，跟神没有个人的关系，那么我们还是不认识他。
Right. That means that you're not eating the tree of life.
这就不认识神，就意味着我们没有吃到生命树的果子。
So knowing God means that you are to be in the God's presence.
所以认识神就意味着要与神同在
，walking with God，
要与神同行
，right and let God transform you to be wise，
而且要神来改变我们，让我们有智慧
，and to have a character of God in us，
也在我们身上有神的品格
，right that's eternal life， it's a quality of life in the presence of God and be transformed to His character，
所以这就是永生，也就是要能够与神同在，与神同行，而且让神来改变我们，有他的智慧。
Now, God does not say that if you obey my command, you'll be able to eat the tree of life.
神没有说你如果听我的话，顺从我的律法，你就可以去吃生命树的果子。
Or he did not say that if you don't eat the tree of knowledge, good and evil, then you can eat the tree of life.
神也没有说如果你不吃这个知善恶树的果子，你就可以吃生命树的果子。他没有这么说。
It's not a reward.
这不是一个奖赏。
It's a gift.
而是一个礼物。
Yeah, eternal life is a gift that God wants us to have.
永生是一个礼物，是神希望我们得到的一个礼物。
So he said, "Eat, eat."
所以神说，吃吧，吃吧。
But that's what they forfeited and were banished from God's presence.
但是亚当夏娃最后因为没有听神的话，就被从伊甸园赶出去了。
So now let's look at the other tree.
我们再看看那棵树。
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
知善恶树。
Right. So what is a knowing good and evil?
所以知善恶是什么意思呢？
Yeah, the phrase knowing good and evil happens appearing four times in the Bible.
在圣经里面知道善恶这个说法出现了四次。
Mm. The first time is Genesis 2 talking about this tree.
第一次就是在创世纪三章创世纪里面我们知道什么是知善恶树。
Yeah. The second time is in Deuteronomy chapter 1:39.
第二次是在生命记的一章三十九节。
It says that the little ones that you said you will be taken captives, your children who do not yet know good from bad, they will enter the land, I will give it to them, and they will take possession of it.
生命记的一章三十九节，并且你们的妇人孩子，就是你们所说必被掳掠的，和今日不知善恶的儿女，必进入那地。我要把那地赐给他们，他们必得为业。
So this is when God said to Moses that Joshua is going to lead the second generation to enter the promised land.
这是神对摩西说，约书亚会带着下一代人进入迦南美地。
Right, and then the little ones, the children who do not know good and evil, will go into the land when they grow up.
那些不知道善恶的那些小孩子要进入那地。
Okay, now. The next time is King Solomon in 1 Kings 3.
第三处提到这个善恶的是在列王记上三章七到九节。
And Solomon said this, but I'm only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?
这是所罗门的祷告，他说我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
Right, this passage was about Solomon pray for wisdom to govern.
所以所罗门是在求神给他智慧，让他能够来管理这地，管理这民。
Yeah, now he is an adult, okay, but he confesses he is like a child when governing.
所罗门当时已经成年了，但是他在这个祷告之中，他承认他只是像个小孩子一样，他不知道去怎么去管理这众多的民。
Yeah, and then the last appearance is in Isaiah 7.
最后一次是在以赛亚书的七章十五到十六节。
Says, for before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste.
他说，在这孩子还不晓得弃恶从善之先，择善之先，你所憎恶的那二王之地必至见弃。
All right, so this is when, I think it was Hezekiah, one of the Judah's king, and God said, hey, you can ask for a sign, I'll give you a sign that I'm with you.
当时这是以赛亚时代，就是当时的那个犹太的王，神跟他讲，你可以让我给你一个记号，让你知道我与你同在。
And then the king said, oh, no, I'm too humble, I'm dare not to ask for a sign.
这个王说，哦，我是很谦卑，神，你就不要给我，我很害怕，我就不要看到你的这个 sign.
And God said, then I will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and give birth a boy, and then she shall be called Emmanuel.
所以神就说，那我要给你一个记号，一个处女会要生子，这个孩子就叫以马内利。
And then he says, before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of two kings, Israel, will be laid waste.
所以神就说了这句话，因为在这孩子还不晓得弃恶择善之先，你所憎恶的那二王之地必至见弃。
So before this boy grows up, then the two kings will die.
意思也就是说，在这个孩子长大成人之前，这个你所恨恶的那两个王都会死。
Right. So all three cases depicted children yet to mature unto the knowledge of good and evil and right and wrong.
这几章里面我们提到这个知善恶，都是提到小孩子，说小孩子在懂事，在成人之前，他不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Yeah. So they need to grow to be wise.
所以他们需要成长，需要有智慧。
So remember, Adam and Eve, they are given the role to rule with God.
你记得吗？神是造亚当和夏娃是要他们与神一同治理这地的。
That requires decision making, and decision making requires wisdom.
你要想去治理一个地方，你一定会做决定，这些决定一定是要有智慧才能做得出来的。
So what is their baseline to weigh on either side of the decision?
所以他们在做决定的时候，他们有什么的基础让他们选择什么是对的，什么是错的呢？
What is their true north of their compass for making decisions?
他们在做决定的时候，如果他们手中拿着个楼盘，这个北边到底是在什么方向呢？
Yeah, they need a divine wisdom.
所以他们需要从神来的智慧。
And they are depicted as children yet to mature in wisdom.
但是他们在这里边，创世纪里我们看到他们 就好像小孩子一样，他们 还在成长，他们不知道什么是善，什么是恶。
So they may be adults physically, but they are moral infants in experience in life.
因为他们在体格上也许是成人了，但是他们的思想啊，他们的道德啊，这些方面还像小孩子，因为他们没有体验生活。
So the question is that how will they become wise?
所以这个问题就是他们怎么样才能有智慧呢？
What's their foundation for defining good and evil?
所以他们怎么去定义善和恶？他们的标准，他们的基础是什么呢？
Yeah. So the two trees actually represent two ways to be wise.
所以这两棵树实际上代表的两种方式，怎么样得到智慧的两种方式。
I can take it for myself because it's a good.In my own eyes.
一个方式是我可以自己去摘果子吃，因为它在我的眼里看这个果子又好吃又漂亮。
I get to define what is good and evil.
我自己来定义什么是好，什么是坏，什么是善，什么是恶。
Or, hands off, I'll let God to give me the wisdom in His own way, in His own time.
或者呢，我就把手放开，让神来帮我选择，用他的方式。用神的这个方式来告诉我什么是善，什么是恶。
By spending time with God, then I will learn God's way to rule.
我跟与神花时间在一起，与神同行，这样我就可以学到神怎么样来管理、来治理这地。
So I can imitate the ultimate goodness in the world.
所以我就可以学习神来能够在这个在世上找知道什么是美善。
So by remaining in God, then I will gain divine wisdom.
所以如果我在神里面，我就可以从神那里得到他的智慧。
Yeah. So there's a choice given.
所以这里要面临一个选择。
A test is in front of them.
他们面前有一个测验。
How do they gain wisdom to rule with God?
他们怎么样才能得到智慧与神一同来治理这地呢？
Will they take it for themselves?
他们是自己去得到这样的智慧呢？
Or will they trust God as a gift to gain wisdom?
还是他们相信神会给他们这样的智慧，让他们能够与神一同治理这地？
Their way or God's way?
他们自己的方式呢，还是神的方式？
Now you may ask then, okay.Why did God put this dangerous tree in the middle of the garden?
你可能会问，神干嘛要把这么危险的一棵树放在园子中间呢？
Even next to the tree of life.
而且把它给放在这个生命树的旁边。
Yeah, it's a why did God even put a choice in front of the humans?
而且神为什么把这样的一个选择放在人的面前呢？
Why not just like one tree and you know eat that tree, you gain wisdom, you gain life, and why do all the trouble?
为什么不给我们就这么一棵树，让我们吃了又有永生又有智慧？那多好呢！干嘛这么多麻烦事儿？
See, the ability to choose actually is also a gift from God.
实际上，去选择能够选择的这个权利，也是神给我们的一个礼物。
Yeah, we live in this country. We know the value of freedom, right?
我们在这个在美国生活，我们知道我们自由要的代价是什么，自由有多么宝贵。
And God gives us this gift, even the possibility to choose death.
神给了我们选择的这个权利，甚至有选择死亡的权利。
That's where we need wisdom to know what is life, what is death.
所以我们需要智慧，知道什么是生，什么是死。
The test is actually is to show our true nature, what's in our heart.
所以这样的一个测验所测出来的就是我们真正的天性，我们心里头有什么。
Will I be wise enough to choose God's way?
我是不是有足够的智慧来选择神的道呢？
Or I just choose what is good in my own eyes.
还是我就是看到好的我就给它摘下来，我用我自己的眼光来选择。
So let's look at this test in chapter 3.
所以我们看看第三章里面他们所面临的这个测验。
So the serpent targets the woman first.
所以这蛇首先瞄准这个女人。
He wants to bring her attention to that tree by asking a question about God's word.
所以神想要把这个女人的注意力集中在这个枝上恶树上，所以他问了她一个问题，关于神所说的话的问题。
Yeah, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Actually, she answered correctly.
她的回答其实是正确的。
She said, you must not eat from that one tree in the garden.
女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，就是那一棵树的果子不能吃。”
Yes, she added this no touching part.
然后他又加了一点点他们自己的话，他说也不可摸。
Yeah, but you know when God issued this command, Eve was not created yet.
你知道神就吩咐亚当不可吃这个树上的果子的时候，夏娃还没被造出来呢。
Right, so this a no touching part This no touching part is from her husband, probably out of the abundance of a warning.
所以这个。当时那夏娃怎么知道神跟他们说过不可摸呢？这话一定是从亚当来的。那亚当为什么要这么说呢？他可能是要千方百计的要让他太太知道，千万千万不要去 不要去吃 yeah. 所以他加了一句他说也不可摸
That's right, yep, so if you can't touch it, you can't eat it, right?
你不能摸当然就没法吃了是吧
Yeah, okay But now, the serpent makes a different proposition in verse 4
所以在第四章里面第四节里面这个蛇就 又提了一个小建议、
mm. You will not die die
因为不一定死啊
Which contradicts what God said You will die die
因为神是说你吃的日子必定死结果蛇说你不一定死、啊、
And he continues that For God knows that when you eat from it Your eyes will be open And you will be like God Knowing good and evil
因为蛇就接着说他因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了你们便如神能知道善恶
That statement is true.
这个说的是没错。
Yeah, but he's lying about the consequence part.
但是这个蛇对于这个后果，他是撒了谎。
嗯 ，Okay. Now, verse 6 is very important.
然后第六节非常重要。
When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，她就摘下果子来吃了。
嗯、Now, she saw the fruit and made an evaluation.
她看着那个果子，然后她心里头就掂量掂量，做了一个评估。
Yeah, look at the color, man, look at the shape.
你看看这个果子，这个颜色多漂亮，这个形状多美啊。
Yeah, and it's nutritious.
这也很有营养。
I mean, this...You know, and also gaining wisdom is really good.
而且能够得到智慧，那多好啊！
Yeah. Now, making evaluation is nothing wrong.
做评估没有错啊。
We do that all the time.
我们对很多事，我们都需要掂量掂量做评估。
Right. Yeah. So, and we can't stop it, right? You always make some evaluation, say this is good, this is bad, or whatever, right? You do that.
我们每天都要做这样的一个评估啊，这个东西好的，这个不好的，这肯定都要这样做。
Yeah. But She goes to the next stage.
但是这个夏娃又往前走了一步。
I want it. I desire it.
我想要，我想要，想要拿到。
Yeah, that word desirable is in the Hebrew is the same word as a covet in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's stuff.
这里边说到这个夏娃形容她想要这个想要，实际上在这个十诫里面的第十诫也提到，不可贪恋邻人的财物。Yeah.这个贪恋就是这个词，就是想要。
Yeah, the Chinese is the 可喜爱。
可喜爱的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so now this is the desire that we want that we should not have.
这是我们想要自己不应该有的东西的这种渴慕。
And this is where the responsibility comes to us to make this choice.
所以这时候我们的责任感就必须要来，我们必须要做出一个负责的选择。
But the struggle is that our judgment is clouded because of our own bias and selfishness.
但是我们自己的判断实际上是不准确的。为什么？因为我们是自私的，而且我们心里头有自己的渴慕。
And the consequence of the choice is kind of invisible at this moment.
因为这个时候我们行动的这个结果后果我们还看不到嘛。
Yeah, God's warning is kind of covered up.
因为神的这个警告是在那儿，但是我们还不知道后果究竟是怎么样。
Yeah, but all I see is that I think it's good.
我们所眼睛所看见的就是哎呦很好的一个果子。
Yeah, and then we kind of trick ourselves to believe that because we let our desire to rationalize the choice.
所以我们实际上是在头脑里面跟自己在那儿做游戏呢。我们觉得我们眼光看着是好的，所以我们就想要把这个我们的行动合理化，觉得摘下来就对了。
Yeah, so she's kind of exercising her own wisdom even before eating the fruit.
所以夏娃在吃这个果子之前，她就已经在用她自己的智慧在做选择了。
Yeah, and of course the last stage is that she took.
所以最后的一步就是他拿了果子了。
Right, to act on that desire.
所以他就按照他自己的这个可喜爱的这个需求，他就吃了果子。
Okay. Now I have a side note.
我旁边我有一个小记录。
Yeah. The Chinese word for covetous is a woman under two trees.
我们这个词啊，看着这个词贪恋贪婪，这个蓝字是什么样的？上面树林，下面一个女人，是不是？这个字的形状。
How did the ancient Chinese come up with that word, do you think?
你觉得中国古人怎么会造出这么一个字贪婪的蓝字就是树林下面的一个女人呢
I mean, it's kind of make you wonder that if they knew about the Eden story, huh?
所以我真的有点想他们是不是知道这个亚当夏娃的故事
But anyway, okay, so after they ate, their eyes were opened and realized they were naked.
所以他们吃了以后眼睛就明亮了他们知道自己是赤身露体的。
Yeah, and then so they make a fig leaf covering for themselves.
所以他们就拿无花果树的叶子给自己编做裙子。
Now, of course, the first consequence of gaining wisdom on their own is to hide their bodies from each other.
所以第一个结就是他们吃了这个禁果以后，第一个后果就是他们中间有分裂了，他们开始就是觉得两个人要彼此要遮盖了。
And this knowledge of good and evil actually ended up dividing them.
所以这个知道善恶，知善恶的结果，反而让他们中间造成了分裂。
They were in one. They were naked. They have no shame.
他们是二人成为一体的，他们开始是赤身露体，并不羞耻。可是现在他们想要把自己盖住。
The moment they took it for themselves to find wisdom, they are divided.
所以在他们发现就是自己知道善恶，靠着自己的智慧知道善恶，那一瞬间他们就已经分裂了。
Yeah, so you have your version of the wisdom, I have my version of the wisdom.
因为你有对你自己对智慧的理解，我有我的理解。
Can I trust you? Am I safe with you?
我能够信任你吗？我跟你在一起的时候，我会有安全感吗？
Probably not.
也许没有。
Right, so the consequence is division.
所以后果第一个后果就是分裂，他们中间有分裂了。
So they hide from each other and they hide from God.
所以他们就把又编衣服给自己穿起来，把彼此遮盖，然后在神的眼前也遮盖自己。
Right. And then the second consequence of gaining wisdom on their own is that they have fear.
然后第二个后果就是他们吃了这个知善恶树的果子以后开始害怕了。
It's a fear of judgment.
他们这种害怕是害怕这个被审判。
Yeah, remember God said that on the day you eat it, you will die.
因为神跟他们讲了，你吃的那日你必定死。
So Adam expects to die that day.
所以亚当就觉得这一天他就要完蛋。
Right? It's not the type of fear that will avoid trouble.
这不是这种我不愿意陷入麻烦那种恐惧那种害怕。
But they have fear of condemnation.
但是他们害怕的是受惩罚，就是最后因罪得罚这种惩罚。
Right, so it's not a very healthy type of fear.
所以他们这种害怕不是一种很健康的这种心理上的惧怕。
Yeah, and the third consequence of gaining wisdom on their own is that they blaming on each other. They blaming it on others.
第三个后果，他们得到这个知了善恶树，靠着自己的智慧，第三个后果就是他们开始彼此责备。
They blame on。They blame on each other.
他们彼此去责备，这都是你的错。
Yeah, they blame on serpent. They blame even on God.
而都是蛇的错，然后也是神的错。
No one owns up to their error.
没有一个人承认是自己的错。
It's all other people's fault.
都是他们的错，都是他们又引诱我的。
Yeah. So after that, God, from verse 14 to 20, the just God sentences the punishment one by one.
所以在第十四到二十节，一个公义的神就对他们一个一个要审判。
I was reading this and then said that, hey, how come Adam did not die that day?
我在读的时候我就有点奇怪，我说，哎，神不是说你吃的那日你必定死，怎么亚当那天没有死啊？
Yeah, isn't he supposed to die that day?
他那天不是必定要死吗？
But instead, God exchanged their fig leaf covering with animal skin clothes.
但是神没有让他们死，而是用这个皮子给他们做衣服，把他们身上的无花果叶子编的裙子给换下来。
Right, and an animal had to die, which foreshadows that someone is going to die to cover their sins.
你知道他们用皮子做，这皮子是从动物身上来的，那动物必然要死，所以他们要掩盖自己的罪，必须要有一个动物为他们而死。
Yeah, this also foreshadowed that someone is going to die to cover their sins.
这也是一个预表，就是说以后为了遮盖他们的罪，有一个人要为他们死。
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then God also drove them out of Eden because.
而且神把他们赶出伊甸园了，因为。
Yeah, because God did not want them to have eternal life in their current fallen state.
因为神不希望在他们在这种堕落的状态下再去吃生命树的果子。
All the evil thoughts and deeds they would do, and they could not die.
因为他们这时候已经是堕落了。如果他们吃了生命树的果子，永远活着，那所有这些邪恶的思想啊，这些不洁的东西都要在那儿永远存在。
Right, so it would be like those horror movies that those monsters keep coming back in the next sequel.
大家看那个恐怖电影，那个大怪物在一集里面把他打死了，在续集里又冒出来了，这多可怕
！And the sequel will never end.
这个续集可以一集一集拍下去，这个怪物总是打不死的，这个怪物又回来。
So that would be a living hell.
那实在就是一个活生生的地狱啊，太可怕了。
So God taking away the tree of life was actually a mercy.
所以神实际上把这个生命树从他们眼前挪开，不让他们吃，实际上是神的怜悯。
And God will find a way.To get the humanity back to the tree of life through the offspring of the woman.
神要通过女人的后裔，让这个人的后裔能够以后再回到，再能够吃到生命树。
Yeah, and you know that we are all offspring of men.
你知道我们一般我们说我们是男人的后裔。
嗯 ，But Jesus has no biological father.
但是记得耶稣没有生物学上的父亲。
He is the offspring of the woman.
他是女人的后裔。
So that's the a.
所以这就是创世纪提到女人的后裔。
嗯 ，So when you and I sin and we don't get struck dead immediately, consider that's God's mercy.
所以如果你我犯罪，我们没有当场就被神击杀了，我们要感谢神，因为这是神的怜悯。
We live these many years, and then we probably will live many more years, and consider getting old is a gift from God.
所以我们也许还可以活很多年。所以你要知道，你能够活到年老的年龄，这也是神的恩赐。
Because He gives us time to repent.
因为神给我们时间，让我们去悔改。
Gives us the opportunity to find salvation.
要给我们机会，那让我们能够得到救赎。
Give us a chance to get life right with Him.
神也给我们机会，让我们把自己的生命能够修正，能够在他里面。
So count it as blessing that death doesn't come immediately when we sin.
所以你要知道，我们犯罪没有被当场击杀，这是神，真的是神的怜悯。
Yeah. So,
神的祝福。
Yeah. So if you're not in a right relationship with God,
所以如果你跟神的关系不对的话。
Please repent and get it right while you still have breath.
要悔改，在你还有气息的时候，你要能够悔改，能够认错。
And if you know that you live in sin,
如果你知道自己是在罪恶之中生活，
please get out of it and sin no more while you're still alive.
说在你还活着的时候就要脱离这个罪，能够不要再犯罪了。
He's giving you time to choose the right way out of mercy.
因为神是在他的怜悯之下，他给你机会，让你能够脱离罪。
So don't delay.
所以不要单言。
Now this pattern of see, want, take is the temptation pattern.
所以这个模式就看到，然后贪恋，然后想要拿，这就是我们在面对诱惑的时候这么一个模式。
This pattern happens throughout the Bible.
在整个圣经里，这个模式一直在出现。
Yeah. For example, God promised a child of them to Abraham and Sarah.
比如说神给了亚伯拉罕给他一个应许说他会有一个孩子
and then, they did not trust God to, and then got impatient
他们不相信神他们觉得有点不耐烦了因为都年纪老迈了还没孩子呢
yeah, So Sarah saw their Egyptian slave
所以这个 Sarah 看到他们这个埃及的女仆她的奴隶
So she wanted to leave to have children through her
所以她就想要通过这个仆人这个女仆得到一个孩子
and took her and gave her to her husband as his wife
所以他就把这个女仆就送给他的先生，送给亚伯拉罕做妾了。
And then Ishmael was born, and he was the ancestor of the Arabs, which have been fighting with the people of Israel ever since.
然后他们生的孩子是谁啊？是以实玛利。我们知道以实玛利是阿拉伯人的这个祖先，他阿拉伯人跟以色列人世代为仇，一直在打仗。
And another example.
另外一个例子。
People of Israel saw Saul, Saul, saw Saul.Being a head taller than other people.
第二个例子就是以色列人看到扫罗比一般的人都高出一个头，看着很高大、很英俊的样子。
They desired him.
他们就想要扫罗做他们的王。
And took him as the king, so they could be like all other nations.
所以他们就让扫罗做王，就跟别的国家一样，都有一个王。
But Saul led them to destruction.
结果扫罗把这个以色列整个就给带上毁灭。
What about David?
然后大卫王呢
？He saw Bathsheba.
大卫王在楼顶上在那散步的时候看到八十八
and desired her
然后他就想要这个女人
and took her and killed her husband
他就让娶过这个女人来把他的丈夫杀了
then the David's family started to destroy each other
然后我们知道大卫的后孩子们就开始自相残杀
now this temptation pattern of see, want, take actually is throughout the human race, human history
所以我们人类的历史上就是充斥着这样一个模式就是我们看见然后贪恋然后想要拿来
can anyone break this cycle?
有没有一个人可以把这个模式这个循环打破呢
？Actually, 2,000 years ago,
2,000 years ago,
Jesus, the second Adam, faced his temptation in the garden called Gethsemane.
耶稣被称为第二个亚当，他就在他的克西马尼园里，他面对这样的试探。
It's a replay of the Garden of Eden.
这个时候简直是伊甸园那个情形的一个重演。
Will you do what it seems wise in your own eyes?
你会不会做在你眼自己眼中看为智慧的事
？Jesus knew that his hour has come.
耶稣知道他的时间到了。
His betrayer is coming with the temple guards to arrest him.
要卖他的人已经带着士兵就到这个来准备抓他来了。
Once arrested, he knew that what is ahead.
他如果是被捕，他知道面前要面临的是什么。
The brutal treatment of beating.
他会被打。
Flogging.
然后用鞭子抽。
Nailed on the cross.
而且会被钉在十字架。
And then the physical suffering.
然后在这身体上会受到极大的痛苦。
And all the sins of humanity will overwhelm his soul.
所有人类的罪孽都会放在他身上。
He's tempted.
所以耶稣是在面临这样一个试探。
He saw and desired the alternative.
他也看到这个结果，这个后果，这个他也想要一个不一样的一个结果。
He has this opportunity in this garden to take what he desires, what he desired is to escape.
所以在克西马尼园里，他其实是有这样的一个选择，他可以选择他自己，让他自己觉得更为智慧的选择，就逃走嘛。
Yeah, but instead taking what he wants, he battles with his desire with prayer.
但是当时他在克西马尼园里在祷告，在与自己心里头的这个欲望在 做一个斗争。
He said, My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
他说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Three times he asked the father to remove this cup of suffering.
他在祷告之中有三次求父把这个苦杯拿开。
That is his desire.
这是他想要的。
But then he adds, "Not my will, but you will be done."
然后他说，但是不要照我的意思，而是只要照你的意思。
You will be done. That sounds familiar.
大家记这句话，你照你的意思。我们在什么地方看到这句话？很熟悉吗
？It's the Lord's prayer.
这是主导文里那一句。愿你的旨意成就。
Yeah, it's his own prayer.
这是他自己的祷告。
Right. So because he wants his will be done.He wants God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
他说，愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同行在天上。
So when Jesus comes to the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
所以当耶稣来到这个知善恶树前面的时候，
what he wants is more appealing.
他当然也是想要对自己合适的东西啊。
But the Father's will for him is to take the tree of life that looks like death.
但是天父的旨意是让他去拿吃这个生命树。生命树在当时在耶稣的眼里看来那是死啊，就是要去十字架去死。
Right. Because deny himself is like death.
因为他要否认他自己就像是死一样。
But God's wisdom sometimes appear foolish.
所以神的旨意有时候在我们眼光看来觉得是很蠢的一个选择。
But will I trust him?
但是我们能够信任神吗？
At the end, Jesus said that I will not follow my desire and take what is wise in my own eyes.
所以最后耶稣说，我不会照我的意思行，我不会去做在我自己眼中看为智慧的事。
And you will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
Now, don't think that this temptation is easy for Jesus to overcome.
你可不要以为这个试探对耶稣来说是很容易去克服的。
He had to pray three times.
他在这个克西马尼园里要祷告三次。
Because the fate of humanity actually hangs in the balance.
因为人类的命运就是这时候是在天平上，要让他去做选择了。
In fact, the fate of divinity is also hangs in the balance.
实际上，这个时候神的这个神性也是在天平上要做选择。
Can God defeat evil?
神能不能够打败这个罪恶呢
？Right. Yeah. But the second Adam surrendered his desire to the will of the Father.
但是第二个亚当就是耶稣，他是放下了自己的意思，他服从了天父的旨意。
Yeah. So he did not take the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以他没有去摘枝善恶树的果子。
And he passed the test.
他通过了这场考试。
And then the consequence is that for him is to suffer brutally and die on the cross.
所以这个后果就是他要这个被残忍的鞭打，而且钉在十字架上而死。
But we know that he came back to life on the third day and crushed the serpent.
我们知道第三天他从死里复活，而且踩碎了蛇的头。
And God will make this tree of life reappear in the new heaven and earth.
所以神要在新天新地里让这个生命树再次出现。
So access to the tree of life actually is granted to his followers.
他只要跟从耶稣的人都可以从这个生命树上摘果子吃。
And Eden is restored.
伊甸园也被重建了。
So, meanwhile, we live on earth and we're going to face our own Eden moment.
我们都生活在这个地球上，我们都会面临自己的这个伊甸园的选择。
When the two trees are presented in front of us,
我们面前有两棵树。
Do we have the fighting chance to choose wisely?
我们有没有这样的一个机会能够去做出智慧的选择？
So let me consider three thoughts from this Eden story.
所以从这个伊甸园的故事，我想要跟大家分享三个 看见。
So first is that, do we know God's word?
第一个，我们明白神的话吗？
The serpent will always, always challenge us on what God says.
神会一直一直的就在这挑向我们发出挑战，你真的知道神的话吗？你理解吗？
Because God's word actually is the baseline for life.
因为神的话是我们生命的基础。
And we need to be the student of the Bible.
我们必须要成为圣经的学生。
We need God's word to transform our mind.
我们必须要用神的话语来改变我们的头脑。
And to align our thoughts to His thoughts.
要把我们的这个思想跟神的思想要排在一起。
And parents, let me tell you that you need to study the word yourself.
做父母的，你们得要自己去学习神的话语。
And bring your kids to study together.
而且要带着你的孩子一起来学。
Now imagine a kid.Comes to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the serpent says,
想象一下，你的孩子来到这个两棵树跟前，这个蛇就对他说
Oh, the one tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, just put that way.
如果孩子站在这个知善恶树的这个前面，蛇要跟他讲话。
Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
神岂是真的说你不能从这个园中的任何树上去吃果子吗？这个蛇的声音是嘶嘶嘶的，所以这个庞长老还学出那个声音了。
And the kid says, I don't know.
孩子说我不知道啊。
Well, see, now the serpent said, oh, this is easier than I thought.
所以这蛇肯定就说，哎呦，这比我想象的要简单多了，这孩子什么都不知道。
Well, kid, you know, you just follow your heart.
所以孩子，你就跟着你的心去走。
Yeah, whatever you want to do, go for it.
你想要做什么就去做。
Yeah, because don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do that.
你可别让别人跟你讲，你这事儿你不能做。
Just you see it, and then you take it.
看到就去拿。
For a fighting chance, we need to study God's word.
我们如果想要有一个去跟他这个蛇去斗一斗的这个机会的话，一定要知道神的话语。
If you don't know anything, they'll let you desire to run.
如果你根本都不知道神的话，你肯定你就靠着你自己的欲望行啊。
Second point.
第二点。
Connect with Jesus.
要与耶稣连接。
Right. Now, continuing with this tree imagery.Jesus said that he is the vine and we are the branches.
同样是就是树的这么一个形象一个比喻。耶稣说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
If we remain in him, then we will bear much fruit.
如果我们在他里面，我们就可以结果子。
And apart from him, we can do nothing.
如果没有跟他连接在一起，我们什么都做不了。
Now Jesus died for our sins.
所以耶稣为我们的罪而死。
He rose from the dead to overcome sin and death.
他从死里复活，战胜了罪和死亡。
And ascended to heaven to take on his glorious throne.
然后他又升到天上，得到了他的这个冠冕，荣耀的冠冕。
And he wants us to do the same.
他想要我们也做同样的事。
So he sent his spirit to indwell in us so we can choose wisely and to live a victorious life.
所以神给了我们他的圣灵，在我们的心里头能够，所以让我们能可以做出正确的选择。
So we need to.Look, and then we can look forward to the glory and honor that we're going to get when we get to the other side of heaven.
我们就有了盼望，有一天我们可以跟神一起能够得到这样的荣耀，这样的冠冕。
And then to rule with him.
而且与他一同来治理。
So, spend time and pray to him to give you wisdom.
所以一定要花时间与神在一起，要祷告，求神给你智慧。
And to give you the insights about a particular desire that you want to overcome.
而且也要神给你，能够让你看到你心里头渴慕的东西是不是真的是好的。
Are you insecure about yourself?
你对你自己是不是没有安全感？
Do you lack trust in God?
你是不是想要去信靠神？
Do you have a fear of missing out?
你是不是担心自己会错过什么？
Train your heart to interject what God says about you, about your desire.
所以要训练自己能够用看一看神对你的心和你心里的欲望是怎么说的。
And also have the courage to follow through.
而且要有这样的勇气能够坚持下去。
And can you also find some trusted friends to counsel?
你能不能去找一个值得信靠的朋友，跟他们一起来去听取他们的意见。
And are you a member of a small group?
你是不是一个小组的成员呢？
Attend small group.
所以找一个小组加入。
Because oftentimes another person is very helpful in this spiritual journey.
因为很多时候我们在属灵成长的路上，朋友是非常重要的。
Let me tell you, fighting your desire is no fun.
我来告诉大家，你要想跟自己的内心的欲望做斗争是可是不好玩的事情。
It feels like death.
就像要让你死一样的。
But the one who was dead and is alive will sustain you to life.
但是真正死从死里复活的那一位会帮助你，让你来得到生命。
Now imagine, Adam was holding this forbidden fruit.
想象一下，亚当手里拿着这个禁果。
And then what would he be thinking if he had a chance to reject this fruit?
他如果有一个机会能够拒绝吃这个果子的话，他心里是怎么想的？
God said that if I eat it, I will die. Die.
神说，我要是吃这个果子，我就会死啊。
Better not eat it.
那我要不要吃呢
？Better not eat it.
最好还是别吃了。
Yeah. Now that's a fear. That's a fear of a consequence.
所以这种恐惧是对于后果这的一种惧怕。
Yeah, and we Chinese we say that that's a 惧怕 is a 恐惧。
这是一种恐惧。我们中文是说惧怕。
惧怕。
恐惧。
Yeah, it's a form of a fear of the Lord who punishes the sinners.
这是我们害怕，就是因为神是公义的，他会惩罚这个犯罪的人。
Now sometimes that kind of fear can keep Adam away from the tree.
有时候这样的惧怕可以让亚当去远离这棵树，不要去碰。
But I think there is a better way, a better form of fear of the Lord.
但是我想，对于神的这种怕，我觉得有一个更好的一个形式。
It's the fear of the one who has provided all the goodness for me.
这种怕是说我敬畏，我害怕这位把一切美善都给我的这位。
Yeah, I fear to the loss of a good relationship.
因为我害怕跟他没有这样很好的关系了。
I have this fear of the one who is a provider of what I need.
因为他供应我所需要的一切，我会怕他。
He is all good.
因为他是美善，全然美善的。
I lose that. I'm afraid to lose that relationship.
我很害怕跟他的这个美好的关系会中断。
And the Chinese has a word for that kind of fear is called 敬畏。
我们对神的这种怕，我们中文讲是敬畏神。
The book of Proverbs actually says very well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
这个我们在箴言里面也看到这句话，他说敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Yeah, so God has been so good to me, and I don't want to grieve Him.
因为神对我那么好，我不想要神伤心。
So with that kind of fear of breaking our relationship, I have a fighting chance to choose God's wisdom.
所以如果我心里有对神有这样的敬畏，我不想毁掉我跟神之间的美好的关系的话，我就会有一个机会可以去做出正有智慧的选择，不去吃这个果。
Yeah. So, we always will face two trees.
我们总会面对这两棵树。
Follow God's wisdom and to eat the tree of life.
跟从神的话，听从神的，得到神的智慧，去吃生命树的果子。
Or find the wisdom in my own eyes.
还是用我们自己的眼睛去找善和恶，去吃这个善恶树的果子。
Now we know that we all want to choose the tree of life.
我们当然每个人都想要生命树。
Right, but I also know that we can be at a moment of weakness to choose the wrong tree.
但是我知道我们都会有这样一个软弱的时刻，我们挑中了那一棵不应该去吃的树。
Now, at that moment, remember all the goodness that He has shown to you.
你在那个时刻，你就在最你为自己最软弱的时刻，你要记得，你记得神所给你的一切那么好的东西。
His love and mercy has given to you.
神给了你他的爱，他的怜悯。
And remember His kindness, so you can repent.
而且你要记得神是良善的，所以你有机会可以悔改。
The two trees will come again the next time.
所以下一次这两棵树还会出现。
And learn from your mistake and choose wisely.
你这次如果犯了错，你下一次就不要再犯错了，要有智慧的去做选择。
If we lack wisdom, God is more than generous to give it to us.
如果我们想要智慧，神是非常慷慨，他一定会把这智慧给你。
He wants His children to connect with Him to live a full life.
他希望他的孩子与他连接，能够活出一个丰盛的生命。
Yeah, so live your life in His will.
所以按着神的旨意来过你的生活。
And our prayer is that. Let His will be done in our lives as it is in heaven.
我们的祷告就是让神的旨意行在我们身上，就像行在天上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you. You have given us the gift of choice.
我们感谢你给我们做出选择的这样一个礼物。
And you also want us to have this divine wisdom from above.
主啊，你也想让我们有从你那儿来的，从神那里来的智慧。
And yet sometimes we We just being locked into our desire, and then we chose wrongly.
但是很多时候，我们就是专注于我们自己的需求、我们的欲望，我们就想要自己做出我选择，靠着自己的智慧心。
So we ask you that you will help us to overcome.
所以求主你帮我们克服我们这样的一个欲望。
And Jesus, help us to teach us, Lord.
耶稣来教导我们，帮助我们。
Because you have overcome all temptations.
因为耶稣已经战胜了所有的试探。
So give us the strength, give us the wisdom to follow you.
所以给我们这样的力量和智慧来跟从你。
And to choose the tree of life.
去选择生命树。
So we can be wise before you.
所以我们在你的眼前可以成为有智慧。
And we thank you in Jesus Christ and we pray.
感谢主，感谢耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。